Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Download the Radio.com app and take us with you wherever you go.
Just go. Catch up on the latest Atlanta sports, no matter where you are. If Atlanta sports matter to you,
get the Radio.com app and never miss a thing.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Welcome back into the John Chuckery Show. Hanging out with you on this Friday evening as we get ready for Braves baseball, 908 first pitch. We'll keep you up to date with everything going on there. A little bit later start tonight, A.J. Minter, of course, will take the mound, and hopefully the Braves find a way to get a clinch tonight and get this thing done and over with, and then get ready for the World Series starting next week. 404-741-0929. That is also our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line if you want to leave us a comment there. Feel free to leave us something there. And radio.com apps, how you listen to us. When you're on the go, social media at 929 The Game, hit me up at JMCH316. Well, with everything going on, Falcons and Atlanta Braves, and we got United coming up on Sunday as well. Of course, a little bit of a big football game that's going on this weekend in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Lots of storylines surrounding all of that. Let's head out to the WadeFord.com hotline. We are joined by Ryan C. Fowler. He is the host Monday through Friday from 2 to 6 on Tide 100.9 in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, as he helps us preview Georgia and Bama coming up on Saturday. Ryan, Ryan is on Twitter, at Ryan C. Fowler. Ryan, appreciate time, buddy. Thanks for a few minutes here in Atlanta this evening.
No, it's an absolute honor to be able to come on and talk a little Alabama-Georgia. This is the big game of college football, and it's T-Town's kind of getting a little electricity flowing here as I'm driving through campus right now.
Help us sort out a lot of fact versus fiction, because everybody seems like they're all over the board about whether or not Nick Saban can actually make it onto the sidelines for this game, and if he tests here, and Desmond Howard's throwing this stuff out. You're there, boots on the ground. Tell me what the latest is. What's the realistic prognosis for tomorrow?
Okay, now so I'm not going to try to pretend to be a infectious disease doctor or anything. I know a lot of my media colleagues or our media colleagues kind of pretend to be part time, but I'm not. Kind of the way I understand it is there was a rapid test that was done earlier this week. That rapid test came back positive. They did another test that was a PCR test, which is a DNA, RNA test, mm-hmm. and that's the one that's a little bit more, and it's not much, but it's a little more with the accuracy there. And so it's not, you know, the rapid tests are not accurate, but they're not as good as the PCR test. That came back negative. They tested him again. It's my understanding the people that I've spoken to, that one also came back negative. But you have to have three to get back on the field, according to the SEC protocol. We did get a statement this afternoon around 3:30, and that they would do their, you know, to best to test. And if the other one comes back, then this all has to be done. And I know, you know, you immediately say, well, you know, they're just trying to rush three in. This is all done with an independent lab. It's
right.
Nothing in-house. Matter of fact, my understanding is the testing facility is even a couple of hours away from Tuscaloosa. So they would have to rush a sample to get to that location. My understanding is the lab is it's a very fast test once you get it to the actual lab. So it would be very pressed for time, you know, to to try to find a way to get that there to them, and then you know, right back to get a confirmation. And you know, you would have to try to find, you know, a way to get him on the field. I'm going to take an educated guess, and I'm going to say that he'll be there unless that test is negative, or excuse me, that it would be a positive tomorrow. But the RNA DNA tests are pretty accurate, and you would say, well, if he hasn't, if he doesn't have an active virus and it tested negative, you know, the two times, what would change it on that third time? And but I think they're just looking for some validity for the original two.
Ryan C. Fowler joining us here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. You hear him weekdays on Tide 100.9 in Tuscaloosa as he helps us get ready for Georgia and Alabama coming up tomorrow. You know, I thought Mac Jones was kind of underrated going into the season, and some people thought that maybe without the spring that maybe helped to secure the starting job for him. But I think he's an underrated quarterback. And, you know, obviously he's got some dynamic weapons. And full disclosure, listen, I've said it. I do our college football show with a good damn dog and Randy McMichael. But, you know, Jaylen Waddle's my favorite player in college football. I'm fascinated, you know, by him. But what is it about Mac and the dynamic, you know, of him? I mean, you know, people wondered about taking over for Tua, but they really haven't missed a beat offensively with him.
You know, and the crazy thing is, I think they're, in a lot of ways, they're better, because I think it, if you watch the way Tua, and I love to watch Tua Tagovailoa play, and this is not to take a shot at him, but I think every time, because of that big league arm that he has, I think he was always looking for the long ball. I think he was always trying to find a way to go for the home run every single play. He was looking for that, you know, it's, that's just the way he plays the game. I think Mac Jones is one of these quarterbacks, and I've heard it from A.J. McCarron. I've heard it from Greg McElroy. I've heard it from John Parker Wilson, Jacob Coker, guys who really accept what Nick Saban is trying to do is take what the defense will give you. There's always something there. A.J. McCarron taught me, we featured him every week during his after he finished Alabama, and he kind of taught me that there's always something in the defense. It's your job as a quarterback to go decipher what that is. And I think Mac Jones has done that. He takes what the defense will give you. In a lot of ways, this offense is different, but I think it's better. And I think the balance is been the trick so far. If you can find a way to be balanced and you kind of keep that defensive coordinator guessing, and I think that's what Alabama has done, is keeping the defense off kilter a little bit and trying to find a way to keep those guys guessing. And I think that's an effective offense that Mac Jones, but you know, he's playing out of his mind right now with quarterback rating the highest in country. And you know, I think he's, if he continues his success, tomorrow evening will be the big game. You know, he could be a guy that would make it consideration for the Heisman Trophy.
Yeah, this game, Ryan, as I look at it, I mean, you've got one of the most dynamic offenses in the country, and you've got arguably the best defense in the country. And really, they've played terrific on all levels as the Georgia defense. How committed do you think that Alabama will stay with Harris in the run game if it gets bogged down? I mean, nobody's really getting any chunks of yardage, and teams are struggling to get any sort of big plays. You saw Auburn. I mean, they're not a great running team anyway, but, you know, Georgia's front just doesn't let anybody get going. How committed will they stay with Harris if that starts to get bogged down?
Well, and I think that's where Sark has showed that he kind of gets frustrated a little bit. You know, if you go back to Sark calling the game in Tampa against Clemson, he went down, you know, Bo Scarborough broke his leg, and I thought, you know, Damian Harris, which plays in New England now, if they would have stayed with the rushing attack, then I think they'd have won the game. But at times, you kind of see Sark go a little West Coast. He's still got that, throw it around a little bit. But I think that Nick Saban will ask him to be maybe a little bit more patient with that, because you're not going to be able to, you know, gash them like you did last week against Ole Miss. I think the Georgia defense is going to, I mean, 27 attempts for a negative 1 yard against Tennessee. I mean, that speaks for itself. I don't care who you're playing. If you put up that type of numbers, that's something I think it grabs a lot of their respect. But I do think that Alabama will try to find a way, you know, to be balanced. But I think they also probably want to force Georgia into a game that goes against them. I don't know if Georgia wants to get into a shutout, a shootout type game where they're scoring a ton of points. I don't know, from what my perspective, I don't know if Georgia has enough offensive weapons that they can afford to get in a shootout. They would probably love to keep this game, you know, in the low 30s and the 20s. It's just looking at it from my perspective.
Ryan C. Fowler joining us here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Weekdays on the Tide 100.9 in Tuscaloosa as we get ready for Georgia and Alabama coming up on Saturday. You know, to your point, you know, certainly Georgia is, in a lot of ways, obviously molded after the way Alabama looks, and no surprise given the head coach. You know, the Georgia run game, I should say, has really started to get it kind of cranked up these last couple of weeks. I mean, very slow out of the gate against Arkansas, but starting to get more of that identity. I wonder if maybe Georgia's plan is, you know, the best defense, you know, can be a good offense sometimes. And how would you say that, I mean, we know Dylan Moses has come back, maybe the best linebacker in America, but that front seven of Alabama, what would you tell me about that group so far this year and in trying to stop Georgia in their running game?
Underachieving. I just think it's underachieving. I mean, when you look at the way that they attempted to tackle last week, I just think it was overall. I mean, I don't know if you can sugarcoat it. I mean, we were taking, you know, a lot of people calling into our show. I do 4 hours every afternoon. You know, we're an Alabama football predominantly. We do get some occasional people, and I think that was the first two or three days of the week. We spent a lot of time looking at this defense, and this is the Pete Golding defensive coordinator. You know, I know it's Nick Saban's defense, but Alabama has not been great at that coordinator spot since Jeremy Pruitt departed there. So, and it's just been, they don't remind you of an Alabama top team. And I have said this multiple times this week, in a lot of ways, Georgia looks more like an Alabama team than Alabama looks like an Alabama team. I mean, they play that same style that I watched in the early part of this dynasty. Play great defense, do enough on offense to you know, be productive, but understanding that, you know, your quarterback, we don't want you to get us beat. Don't put our defense in a bad spot. And that's what I see in the Alabama part of the early part of the dynasty. And so as you look at this and you begin to kind of analyze it, you begin to kind of look at it, this Alabama defense is not something that Alabama fans are accustomed to. You know, missing tackles, you know, trying to find a way just to look ugly, you know, with the way they play defensive side of the football.
Ryan, last thing for you. I've got about a minute left. Georgia has a pretty good kicker. They've got a dominant punter. You get into games like this, and it can be a lot about field position. Talk to me about and tell me about what Alabama looks like at kicker and punter, as it sometimes those are the guys that help decide these games.
Well, keep in mind, they've always, you know, I don't think I need to go back to Georgia fans inside that dome with that second 26 game, you know, with Alabama attempting a field goal and really the game wouldn't have went to overtime. But they seem to have fixed some of their kicking problems with Will Reichert. I mean, he's made PATs, looked pretty consistent with it, with the kicking side of things. It looks like a different ball. Even some of the ones that went in for Alabama between the uprights didn't look good last year. But they're pretty solid there. But you also keep in mind, this is going to be a different game. As you said, I mean, it may be one punt that flips the field and allows an advantage. We really haven't seen a lot of the punter for Alabama. And you kind of hope that, you know, from a standpoint that I'd love to see one of these defensive games where that made the difference and those little small details of the football could decide the outcome. I would say they probably got about a B punter is where I'd put him. But I think Will Reichert has a chance to be a very special kicker here in Tuscaloosa for the place kicking responsibilities.
Follow him on Twitter at Ryan C. Fowler. You hear him weekdays on Tide 100.9 in Tuscaloosa. And join us here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Ryan, really appreciate the time, buddy. Thanks for joining us. I'm not going to wish you luck, but appreciate you spending a few minutes in Atlanta helping us break this down.
Absolutely. Thank you guys so much. Have an awesome way over to Tuscaloosa. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
You got it. Thanks, Ryan. Appreciate the good stuff there. All right. When we come back, by the way, right now it is 5-1 Astros over Tampa. Just saying. Hashtag for the H, baby. But they're a bunch of cheaters. I love it. Oh, it's so great. I listen, can you imagine them being down 3-0 and finding a way to come back and win this series? Oh, God, people's panties will be all bunched up. All right, speaking of bunched up, when we get back, it will be time for What's Bugging Chuckery. I'm not even sure why they're bothering to have fans in the stands after I tell you this number. I'll explain all that next. Chuckery Show. Getting ready for Braves baseball at the top of the hour. Sports Radio 910 The Game and on the radio.com app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.